Warning: the following content has been deemed inappropriate for the radio. It may also be inappropriate for children, offices, or sensitive grandparents. Please put on your headphones or find a safe place to enjoy this Ask Me Another bonus round.
Hey, it's Ophira here. On Ask Me Another, we like to create a safe space for our VIPs, a place where they can bare their souls. Like our VIP Mike Birbiglia, who shared with us a recent visit to his urologist.
One of the things that's odd about being a stand-up comedian, for example, and you probably run into this too, is you don't even want to tell people you're a comedian, like socially, because it just makes things terrible.
It's terrible.
It really is stigmatizing, because I was at a party last week. This guy goes, "Oh yeah, you're a comedian. Then how come you're not funny now?" And I wanted to just be like, "Well, I'm just gonna take this conversation we're having and then repeat that to strangers." and then that's the joke. You're the joke later.
I had a free personal training session when I joined a gym recently, and after doing that session, the woman said, "Oh, you're a comedian? You didn't make me laugh once." And I was like, "You're a shitty trainer." We're done.
I had one where, this one's really uncomfortable. I went to my urologist. The fact that I have a urologist is very telling. You don't typically have a urologist, but I have one because I had, I talk about this on Sleepwalking With Me, the album. I had a bladder tumor when I was 19, so I go routinely every couple years for a cystoscopy, which is a routine you do not want to know about, where they stick a camera through your thing and to look at your thing. And while this is the kicker, while you're awake. Yeah, so that's a fun thing I do. And then I was at my urologist's office. I had this symptom recently. There's no way this will make it on public radio. I'll describe the symptom in the thing. In the thing.
You know what? Yeah. Go for it, because we'll put it on our podcast. You can say it however way you like.
Right. Okay, so, I had a pins and needles sensation in my urethra while I was having sex regularly. And that is to say, I do have sex regularly.
Yes, <okay. laughs> Humble brag.
That's a tell.
That's a brilliant way to tell people that you're having sex.
Yeah, exactly. What a show off with his medical stories. So I went to the urologist. Well, I emailed my urologist because it happened over Christmas, where I was having this sensation. I was like, "Oh no, this could be serious," I couldn't get an appointment because it was Christmas. And so I emailed him from over the years. Like sometimes he'll, after my cystoscopy, he'll email me like, "You're fine," like literally as terse as that. Just
nice.
Like, "It's okay." And I'm like, "Okay, see you in 2 years." And so I emailed him. I said, "Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but I have this symptom. And I described the thing." And then at the end of it, I wrote, "By the way, this is the most personal email I've ever written in my entire life." And he wrote back, "I think it should be okay. Just come in a few weeks." And then he CC'd a third party. And I was thinking it was just going to be between us. Like, I thought that was a private, discreet matter. Yeah. And then I went in a few weeks, and I talked to him more about it. And he was like, "It's fine. It's just a muscular thing. You're when you're having sex, you're just trying too hard." And I said, "You're telling me." And then
That's your second humble brag, by the way.
And then I go, "Hey, by the way, this ties back to what we were talking about before. I go, by the way, I was like, you wrote back to the email, and you were, but you CC'd someone else, and like, I'm a comedian, maybe like, I'm trying to be more private about this personal stuff, and he goes, you're a comedian? Like, he didn't believe me. And I was like, yeah. And then when we went to the checkout afterwards, I don't know what it's called. The place where they explain that they don't take your insurance. He says to the woman working there, he goes, this is Mike Birbiglia. He's a comedian. And he air quoted it. I was like, no air quotes, man. The real deal. Pins and needles.
Later this week, you can hear our entire episode with VIP Mike Birbiglia. No air quotes necessary.